This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, let's see. Nicholas II, Alexander III, Peter the Great, of course, and now Ron Klain. The category is famous czars in history. Mr. Klain, a longtime Democratic political operative and most recently a hedge fund guy, joins a long line of U.S. government czars, energy and drugs, car makers and aides. So what does it mean exactly to be a czar? We sent Marketplace's Adrian Hill in search of the job description.
Wanted: government czar. Must be a level-headed, task-driven communicator, able to interface with a variety of stakeholders and make everyone feel better, like things are under control.
The person should be very good at communicating to the public.
That's Linda Fowler, who teaches government at Dartmouth College. She says the right person for the job is comfortable as the face of the government response.
They're partly symbolic, that they indicate that the president has elevated the priority of whatever problem is on the agenda.
But czars are more than fodder for photo ops. The czar will be expected to operate selflessly behind the scenes, wrangling between multiple high-level, high-maintenance officials to come up with a plan.
There's always big egos involved when any of this is happening, because they're dealing with very powerful people in the government.
That's James Piffner, a public policy professor at George Mason University. He says the ideal candidate is also open to feedback. In other words, be prepared to absorb blows.
They're going to get criticized regardless of what they do. Somebody out there is going to say, you're not doing it right, you're going too far, you're not going far enough.
Government czar is not an easy job, but if you do well, you can hit up the president for a letter of recommendation. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.